So I'm Laurel. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I went to Amherst College as a math major, and I'm currently a third-year medical student at the University of Vermont. So, first, what are adult day programs? They provide cognitively or functionally impaired adults with medical, social, and professional health services in a safe, home-like environment with nursing oversight. These programs allow chronically ill individuals to continue living at home while receiving the care that they need. Family caregivers who would otherwise be forced to place their loved one in a nursing home are provided with respite, support, and education. They're free to continue working during the day to earn a living, and while feeling assured that their loved one is safe and being well cared for. Clients of adult day programs may choose to attend a certain program location based on recommendations by referral services, as well as family, friends, and caregivers, healthcare professionals, including physicians, hospital discharge planners, and social service agencies. Well, the Visiting Nurse Association of Vermont, or the VNA, is a multidisciplinary program that offers rehabilitation therapies, long-term care, adult day services, adult home care, and child care. The VNA has three adult day centers in Chittenden County, which covers 620 square miles and is home to almost 150,000 people. These centers are located in Colchester, Williston, and South Burlington, Vermont. So internal analysis at the VNA revealed that although the population of Chittenden County is relatively elderly, the centers were not meeting their maximal functional capacity. And you can see that even though there has been an increase in site utilization over time, the centers are still running at about 50 to 80% capacity, according to data from 2008 to 2009. As part of our second year curriculum, we completed public health projects in groups of 5 to 6 students, and our group was approached by the VNA to ascertain why adult day centers were dealing with these issues of underutilization, given the large elderly population in Chittenden County. So we started by doing a search of the literature and found that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has published a seminal article detailing the characteristics that were most likely to lead to a successful adult day center. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation established 5 or so criteria that detailing that would make a successful adult day center nationally, with the intention of providing guidelines to adult day centers across the country. These criteria were demographics, so a minimum population base of 20,000 people could support an adult day center. Services provided like a variety of activities, support education for family caregivers, bathing and hair care, for instance, as additional services and quality staff. Referrals with emphasis on marketing to caregivers by providing information via education, support groups, formal referral services, via personal relationships, contractual arrangements, targeted direct mail, one-on-one visits, and repetitive contact of at least 7 times per year. Transportation, they did show that providing or arranging transportation is associated with better financial performance and satisfaction, including staying open a whole day, 7 or 7:30 to 6 p.m. So we hypothesized that utilization of these centers in Chittenden County might, underutilization might be due to the fact that they did not meet the criteria outlined by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So the methods we used was a multifactorial approach to find out if adult day centers run by the VNA conformed to the standards set by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We distributed surveys to each VNA center, which was completed by VNA clients or their caregivers, depending on whether they were able to write or not. They assessed client satisfaction with transportation, healthcare services, and socialization services. We also performed standardized telephone interviews with referrers and referral services, asking questions about referral rates to each VNA site, which factors influence their site preference. And we also performed standardized interviews with the site directors at each location to compare statistics of utilization, referral rates, and to evaluate their perspective on client transportation, medical, and socialization needs. And then we compared these variables between the 3 centers in Chittenden County and to the national guidelines set up by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So across the three sites, clients tended to agree with positive statements regarding management of medical needs, quality of activities, socialization, and caregiver respite. But when asked if transportation complications influenced their attendance, 50% of South Burlington clients, 36% of Falcon Manor, and 50% of Prim Road clients agreed that this was a significant concern. And across all three sites, 30% of respondents agreed that a low-cost transportation option would improve their attendance. As for the interviews with referral services, on average, each of the 12 referral sites we interviewed, each of the three referral sites had referred 10 to 20 clients to the VNA for adult services in the past year. Location was the most common factor considered, and the client medical needs was the second most common factor considered by referrers when deciding between sites. The interviews with site directors revealed that each site had a slightly different type of client participation that kind of affected the activities that they were able to participate in. For instance, the Falcon Manor site in Williston focused more on caring for patients with Alzheimer's disease, which actually tended to be more active, younger, functional group of clients. So they had fairly more variety of activities there. Client satisfaction surveys indicated that across all three sites, clients are overall satisfied with the services offered by their programs, with the exception that transportation seemed to be a limiting factor in program participation. The surveys also showed that clients chose to attend programs based on recommendations by family, friends, healthcare providers. In conversations with referrers, we found that reputation and community perceptions do strongly influence the site that clients choose to attend. Referral services seem to be most interested in location and client medical needs when recommending a program. However, the referrers perceive the three VNA sites differently in the activities and opportunities for socialization provided. Despite the overall quality of the programs in Chittenden County, South Burlington, Falcon Manor, and Primrose Adult Day Centers are not operating at capacity. And this appears to be due to several factors, including transportation complications and referrer perceptions. This is just a map of the three sites and where the clients are coming from. So clients across all sites have difficulty arranging transportation and seem to not feel that a low-cost transportation option is available to them. And given that this is such a limiting factor in attendance to the programs in Chittenden County, it is possible that there are many potential clients who might be interested in attending an adult day program through the VNA who are limited by transportation. We were not able to access this group of people, but it could be an area for future research. So our recommendations, we recommended that the adult day programs in Chittenden County increase their hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation guidelines. They're actually currently open from 7:30 to 5. Client satisfaction surveys did not indicate that this was an issue for them, but we could not take into account people who are not able to attend the VNA due to scheduling difficulties. We also recommended pursuing a more aggressive marketing approach to caregivers and referral services, which could include advertisements via television or magazine ads, reaching out to churches, senior centers that might have clients who exceed the needs of their centers, and direct visits and repetitive mailing to referral services. Clients with transportation constraints could attend a center that's accessible via the public transportation or be provided with an alternative low-cost transportation option. The state currently provides a van to transport adults in need to and from the adult day centers in Chittenden County, provided that the center is on the bus line, but it is more expensive to attend a center that is not on the bus line, such as the Prim Road Center in Colchester, Vermont. Clients who don't have their own means of transportation to Prim Road pay approximately $20 each way for private transportation, which is not always subsidized. So, and that's it.